Good morning and welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. It's the 29th of April, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, checking in today with the news. It's Eric Pfeiffer. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online at ffbt.com. In the news, Eric unveils the new Crop Tour Tuesday, a tour around the state to check on planting progress for the 2025 crop. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says there's going to be some rain on those crops and fields. He'll tell us about how widespread those might be in the coming days. And the Monday corn, bean, and wheat markets were mixed. Only beans ended higher. We'll have the numbers and John Zanker market analysis coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture? Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
Planting updates from around the state. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. In their Monday report, USDA says Hoosier farmers have 10% of corn and soybeans in the ground, and it's time for a new segment here on HAT. Let's go around the state with Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday. Each Tuesday, we'll hit different parts of the state to get a planting update. Let's start in Northwest Indiana.
Hi, I'm Denise Scarborough from LaPorte County in Northwest Indiana. Unlike the rest of the state, we have been very blessed with drier weather and conditions to be able to work in the field. We had about 10 really good days to be able to plant soybeans, and we have the majority of our soybeans planted except for some seed corn borders. And today we are going to get started with planting some corn on our farm. Hope you guys stay safe out there during this planting season.
Let's head a little south from there to West Central Indiana, around the Tippecanoe, Montgomery, and Fountain County lines.
Hey, Eric, this is Ryan Rippey, joining you from the tractor cab today out planting corn. Finally got going after having the weekend off and things got dried out and back at it again. Hoping to be about 50% done with corn if things go well today, finishing up with our regular traded corn and hopefully being able to switch over to our non-GMO waxy acres tomorrow. Also got my dad out planting beans today. Also hoping to be about 50% done with beans today. I've seen quite a bit of activity around, a lot of spraying, a lot of planting. Actually had to wait about an hour at the co-op to pick up my load of fertilizer. So quite a bit going on. So talk to you next week.
Stick around. The Crop Tour continues next here on HAT.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
Welcome back. Our next stop on Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday is in East Central Indiana's Delaware County, and this farmer does more than just corn and soybeans. They also have greenhouses and work in specialty crops. They provide an update on that as well.
This is Jenna Scott from Cox Farms Incorporated in Gaston, Indiana, and we haven't gotten any field work done, no beans, no corn planted. We've just had too wet of a weather pattern, and it's not looking good for this week either. But some farmers around us have gotten some beans out, but that's about it. We have had a lot of farmers down south start taking watermelon plants and cantaloupe plants to get that crop started in the Vincennes area. A lot of farmers in Missouri we've shipped their plants to as well, with a lot of them looking to really start hitting it hard this weekend. So lots of things going around on our farm, just not for ourselves personally on the row crop side.
And we wrap up down south in Ferdinand, Indiana. Here's DuBois County farmer J.R. Raisner.
This past week we've been able to make good progress on corn and soybean planting. We also did finish burn down before the rain came in late last week. We did receive pockets of heavy rain in areas that have kept us out of the field over the weekend. We also looks like we'll have some pretty good chances for rain this week as well. That will probably keep us out of the field through the week.
We'll take the tour next week as well and see what planting progress is like then, here on Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. It's going to be a potentially wet day today. Well, it is going to be a wet day in some area of the state. Maybe it's not everybody, but there's moisture around. Question is, how strong are the thunderstorms? Do we have a lot of those to deal with here? And my answer is, I'm not necessarily sure it's going to be that big of a deal. This front is interacting with very warm air. We felt it yesterday, and that is something that we need to create some stronger thunderstorm activity. However, I just don't feel there's enough energy here and the cells are that big that we're going to be seeing a large scale strong to severe weather. We'll just have to see. Showers and thunderstorms are going to be with us off and on through the day today. Coverage around 60% of the state. I think there will be some areas that there's just not enough moisture to create large scale activity. Right now, I'm going to say anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch with that coverage, and then we dry out overnight tonight. For tomorrow, I think we stay mostly dry, maybe seeing some lingering shower activity down near the Ohio River, and then showers and thunderstorms come back tomorrow night through Thursday. I think we'll be done by before sunrise on Friday, but a quarter to one inch of precipitation there. Coverage 100% of the Hoosier State. Clouds are going to linger on Friday. I don't think we see a lot of additional precipitation, but then we have a dry weekend. Saturday the 3rd, Sunday the 4th, beautiful with sunshine and blue sky. And then most of next week, activity wants to stay to our west and north. So I think that we're going to be able to stay dry Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's not to say stuff's not happening around us to the west, up to the north in Michigan, but we here in Indiana, and we'll add Ohio too. Why not? I think we stay dry, and that's going to allow for a large-scale push at planting, at least the way it looks to me right now. So two key takeaways here today. One, rain and maybe some stronger thunderstorms today and plenty of rain through the rest of this week, but dry, wide-open weather windows and next week for planting. It really comes back to how much moisture your location receives out of today through Friday morning's activity as to what you're going to be able to accomplish next week. But I think everybody's able to accomplish something. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
At Beacon Credit Union, we're not just lenders. We're your trusted partners. We listen, advise, and support your financial success. Whether expanding your farm, upgrading equipment, purchasing real estate, needing operating funds, or refinancing existing debt, we're here for you. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured, EHO lender.
Every piece of equipment tells a story. The combine that helped build a family farm. The excavator that shaped communities. These aren't just machines. They're chapters in someone's journey. At Purple Wave Auction, we understand that selling your equipment means trusting us with your legacy. And when you're buying, you're not just getting a machine, you're becoming part of this continuing story. From farm to farm,
job site to job site, we help write the next chapter. PurpleWave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Corn and wheat lower, a little bit of a bump in soybean futures. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review, brought to you by the Purdue Farm Stress Team. Preventative maintenance isn't just for equipment. As you prepare for planting this spring, make sure you take some time to check your mental health and stress level. There's more at extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. We'll have the final numbers from Monday trade coming up. First thoughts from analyst John Zanker of Risk Management Commodities. The markets end the day mixed. It was a mostly lower tone, especially in the grains, led by wheat. So we might as well start there, John, although beans did post some gains. But wheat was a drag, and we can probably chalk that up to some helpful moisture in the plains. It seemed to drag on corn futures Monday, too.
Well, it certainly did, and geez, we had one of the best export shipment weeks in a long time, 23.8 million. That beat the 10-week average by 13.3 million, and we still ended up with July futures down close to 14 cents. So kind of a sad issue there, and now we're, I believe, that took out the contract low for the July contract too. So nothing good going on there, and as you stated, it's mostly due to some really good rains in the bulk of hard red land. A few parts of Kansas, maybe Texas missed out. Oklahoma's had a lot of rain, so I suspect that maybe there's some farmers there that are hoping for it to end soon. But in general, it's a little difficult to get too much rain in the hard red areas versus what we would see out here, and for the most part, unless there's some areas that have had too much rain, the soft red crops in really good shape too. So yes, we did we saw a lousy day in wheat, and that did spill over into the corn.
And speaking of export inspections, I believe it was a 7-month low on the soybean export inspections number. However, that market on the nearbys anyway was up much of the trading session. Maybe soy oil was a benefit?
Well, we had a good day in soy oil. There still continues to be some optimism that something is going to be done with the biodiesel issue. And I think there will be. Whether that's going to be enough to match the expectation remains to be seen, given that we don't have people in the leadership areas in the EPA and the energy department that are pro biofuels. So again, that continues, I think, to hold us back and may continue to hold us back. We'll see about that. But soybean shipments of 16.1 million, yes, 7-month low, but seasonally, that's not all that bad. A year ago, I believe we were just a little bit over 10. So soybean shipments, sales continue to hang in better than expected, given the size of the South American crop and the ongoing tariff situation. But we need to keep in mind that the Chinese government can buy soybeans, and then of course there's no tariff, and they like to put our soybeans in reserve more than they do Brazil's, for whatever reasons, but they've stated that over the years. So we could continue to see a little bit of buying from the Chinese going in the reserve, but that will come back to haunt us probably in the fall. You know, they're building their reserves up for a reason. And if we still have a tariff war going on in the fall, it's going to be a very ugly situation for soybeans unless we come up with a short crop here.
And on the tariff front, is there simply not enough concrete happening to boost the market in any way?
Well, President Trump is saying that we are in discussions with the Chinese on the tariff issue, and the Chinese are saying they've never heard from us. So, you know, the market's trying to deal with that and live on any kind of snippet that comes out that maybe there is some negotiating going on. But if it turns out that some headway's made, then I think that there's probably some additional upside potential in soybeans. But the funds are a little longer than what the trade expected. We still have that huge South American crop to deal with. And we're getting soybeans put in the ground in a pretty good fashion. We're going to get slowed down here in the next few days, but overall, this crop's going in pretty good, especially in the Western Corn Belt.
Thoughts from market analyst John Zanker at Risk Management Commodities, and their number is 866-837-9027. On the Hat Monday Market Review, the final numbers, 3.25 lower for the May corn, 475.5. July dips to 483.25, down 2.25. Dease 5.5 lower, 450.25. 2.25 up for May beans, 1052. July up 3.25, 1062.5. And November down a quarter, 10.34¾. May wheat, 5.15½, a drop of 14.5 cents. The meat's mostly higher. June live cattle, 209.60, up $1.35. And June lean hogs did go down 15 cents, ending at 101 even. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.